follow us on Twitter at VoiceAmericaTRN. Get the lowdown on guests, new shows, and your favorites. That's VoiceAmericaTRN. The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit VoiceAmerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening, wherever you are on this beautiful, beautiful planet of ours. We are in a apparently
winter wonderland.
April Fool's comes early. It was last week on Friday. It was like 75, 79 degrees. We sat in the sun. And today it is a huge white wave of winter wonderland here. And it's lovely, lovely. So License to Chill takes on a whole new meaning for us.
It's pretty chilly out here.
Welcome to Being Here. Of course, today's show is License to Chill.
What do we mean by that?
Most people don't give themselves a break. They don't actually allow themselves to relax when they relax. Even on vacation, it's usually a driven forward kind of thing.
Our vacations tend to be driven.
Yeah, and so you have these standards of what you should be doing that you're constantly measuring yourself against.
Even when you're taking a break.
So today, the show is dedicated to supporting you in
taking a break
and creating for yourself
an environment that you can, when you take a break, actually take a break rather than complain to yourself about what you haven't done yet or need to do.
In case you haven't noticed, Shai and I finish each other's sentences. Always like to let people know that that's our style right up front.
And if it disagrees with you,
sorry about that. Our show is not for you. The show is, of course, the name is Being Here. And being here is really the most restful state possible. And to support you in being here during this show, and, of course, in general as well, we're going to talk about the art of listening. Because listening will support you in actually being here and relaxing into the moment rather than having to race ahead and rather than having to chat to yourself in your mind about things. Bless you. Can you say bless you? I'm saying bless you for a little coffee, as in a cough. Why not? We do it for sneezes. Bless
Bless me for coughing. Okay. So, listening. Most of us listen to our thoughts and they think that we're our thoughts. You know, when your thoughts in your head say, I don't like it, you actually believe it's you who says, I don't like it.
You say, no, I have to get this done or else. You think that's you. What we're talking about when we say listening is actually listening to what is being said on the show today from our perspective or from the perspective of those who call into the show. And since we're live today, you're welcome to call into the show. And that number, if you want to call in, is 866-472-5794. 866-472-5794. Call and get your very own License to Chill.
Right.
Our approach is anthropological.
It is not psychological.
So our idea is about being a scientist, investigating, observing in a non-judgmental manner how you operate into your life.
And we are also not problem solution oriented in our approach. We're more of a, if you get into the current moment of your life, those things that were problematic cease to dominate your life. If you get into the current moment of your life, you have you become appropriate, so you stop doing things that cause problems down the line.
I have a question for you. I'll ask you, but I'm actually asking the listeners. It's better if I ask somebody specific. So I'm asking you, Shia.
Okay.
Are you constantly stressed by driving yourself forward?
Yes. When I drive myself forward, I'm stressed. It's interesting when you say that. You know, sometimes I look at the gas gauge on the car and we need gas.
Yes.
And I'm going somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to stop and get the tank filled up because somehow I think I have to do this first. There are things that I need to do before I can. And then I stress myself over whether we're going to have enough gas in the tank to make it home.
That's a perfect metaphor. It really is, because people are so busy going somewhere and they don't have any gas in their own personal tank, and they think they cannot stop to take a break until they get to their final destination or until they accomplish one more thing. And sometimes that leads to lots of things like getting sick.
Well, that's a good way to take a break.
Well, you know, the challenge with getting sick, of course, Chai and I have personal experience with it. Who knows why, though, because we had been on vacation.
And we were healthy right up until the time we got sick.
So, and we certainly weren't
really healthy, and then suddenly we were really sick.
We weren't overworked. It was just one of those things. So sometimes you get sick just because you get sick.
It's one of those things that human beings get. You still can be enlightened and get sick.
But sometimes it's
I'm
a device.
My position.
Sometimes it's a device, actually, to give yourself a break. The only challenge with that is that then you're actually spending your, quote, break time recovering and basically getting back on your feet, as opposed to actually starting from a baseline and being somewhat depleted and using that time to totally supercharge your internal batteries. And so we don't recommend that as a strategy for
taking a break. But when you are taking a break, we do recommend that you take a break. Let's talk about the three principles of instantaneous transformation. See, the first principle is anything you resist will persist, it will grow stronger, and it will dominate your life. I know those of you who've listened to this show before think you've heard this before, and you have, but that it got in, I don't know. So see if you can listen to what we're talking about newly, because if you do, it'll make a huge difference in your life. Anything that you say no to is what you get stuck with. If you disagree with what somebody says, then you're stuck in that disagreement.
So actually, the three principles for us are new each time. We don't do the or talk about the principles of instantaneous transformation by rote, because our lives are new in each moment. But anything you resist, it persists, it grows stronger.
And it dominates your next moment of now. So your life becomes dominated by whatever you resist. So that's the first principle. Anything you say no to sticks around. Anything you say yes to and actually mean completes itself.
Now, the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are. And this really is important to go back and touch on our anthropological approach. And again, an anthropologist is studying a culture to see how it's put together, not in a judgmental framework of why and cause and effect. It's about recognizing that in this moment, you can only be exactly as you are. It's not about how you got here. It's about seeing what is in this moment.
If in this moment you can only be exactly as you are, then a moment before you could have only been exactly as you were in that moment. Now, if you catch that, then your whole life has been an unfolding of moments of now that you could have only been the way you were in each of those moments. That means your whole life history up until this moment of now could only have happened as it did. Couldn't have happened any differently. You had the right parents. You may not have liked it, but you had the right parents. You had the only ones you could have had. And if you let go of the complaints about how it should have or could have been different than it was, then suddenly you're free to see that there is no shame or guilt in your past. You just let it go. Third principle.
Anything that you allow to be exactly as it is. Anything,
or to say yes to, in effect.
Yes, you see it without judging it.
Right. This is the way it is.
It completes itself. So it no longer dominates your life. We were having fun with our assistant Christina today. We were looking at what to talk about on this episode, License to Chill. And so we asked her some questions about it. And she was telling us that sometimes she's in the midst of doing work, and in these nanoseconds, she talks to herself about how she should be doing other work or more work or different work or better work. And I don't think that's unusual. I think most of us have a steady stream of mind chatter that creates a climate of stress. And that stress follows us into even our, quote, relaxed times. And if you don't allow yourself to relax when you're relaxing, if you don't allow yourself to chill, you never recharge your batteries. And what Shai and I looked at was basically there is a climate, a mental climate most of us have been inculcated into of this isn't it. So it doesn't matter what you're doing.
You have the idea you should be doing something else.
And that basic idea, it will keep you from being able to
be satisfied in your life.
And relax.
Right.
And recharge your batteries at those times that you are taking a break. Because no matter what you're doing, you're chattering to yourself about what else you could be doing. And
what you're doing is never enough.
Yeah, there's always more, better, or different. Or you beat on yourself when you take a break, and then you basically discharge everything that you know, your battery recharge. You take a little time, you're going to recharge those batteries, and then you're hard on yourself for it. And all it does is kind of like letting the air out of your tires, and you get really lousy gas mileage if your tires are not properly inflated on your car. It's kind of like driving around with half-inflated tires. Oh, man. We're going to... Oh, listen.
That's what time
music.
It is.
It is our time. We're going to go take our break and recharge our batteries. We'll be back shortly. Come on back and don't miss being here.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Awakened Media for a transforming world. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Hi, welcome back.
Yes. Welcome back.
You know, just about a week from now, in fact, a week from today, we'll be on our way to Hamburg, Germany, and we're going to be doing a Freedom to Breathe on Thursday, March 30th there. And if you're somewhere in Europe, you might consider joining us for that workshop. And then Friday night, Saturday, and Sunday, we're doing the Freedom to Breathe, Be Yourself. That would be April 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. And that's going to be an awesome course.
We are really looking forward to seeing so many of our listeners there. We have more than 80 people coming to the weekend so far. It's going to be an incredible event. Come join us.
Yes, we'd love to have you. Love to meet you. If you listen to our show, the weekends are really powerful and wonderful and exciting and full of self-discovery.
You know, in New York City, transformational time and project management is what's upcoming next, April 30th and May 1st. And, you know, maybe having a license to chill for some of you is one of your projects, or you need to manage your time so that you have the opportunity to be able to relax. Again, it's transformational time and project management. So,
and if it's transformational, it happens outside of time.
Yeah.
How's that for confusing?
I like it.
Paradoxical.
Yep.
Okay, we've got a caller.
We do.
Juan, are you there?
Yes, hi guys.
Hi, where are you?
I'm in New York City.
Well, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. So, I often go to your Monday Night Alive courses, and you always talk at, about, I'm calling with regards to dating. That's a topic that I get a little nervous about.
Okay.
And
okay.
You often say that you should just have fun while dating, but often I feel like I'm very, you know, under a lot of pressure when I'm on a date with, especially with the first time with somebody.
Well, so, let me stop you for a second. What are you on? What do you have pressure to produce?
To cause a good impression, to generate a second date. Many things go through my head.
Uh-huh.
Well, one thing, Juan, is you have this pressure, as you say, on a date and you're not recognizing that that date is just a slice of your life.
Because as I listen to you speak now, you have a pressure to say it right regarding asking a question about dating.
So, what happens is you're actually under pressure all the time. And sometimes there is a structure in place, like perhaps at work, that is enough familiar to you that it allows you to relax a bit into the structure. But even there, you're under pressure. And you're not dating me. But I often feel when I meet you on a Monday, you have a lot of attention on yourself and that pressure to do it right. So I don't think you give yourself a break in your thoughts very often.
I don't think you're that present because you're constantly thinking about where you should be rather than being where you are. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
You're thinking.
You're not listening.
No, okay.
You know how we can tell? Because there's that gap. People can feel it's like a vacancy. It's a really cool one.
Huh.
See?
Oh, wow.
when you really listen, you're here to respond.
It's real time. Rather than you're considering what we say.
And then applying it to what you think is the problem in your life.
I actually think Shia said something that, it was very brilliant, but it is super applicable to you. And I want to remind you of this. You said that our approach is not a problem-solution orientation.
Right.
Ron is calling us today, and he's articulating his mental structure,
right,
which is, I have a problem, and I'm looking for the solution.
Right.
And that's really normal.
See, now, that is very good. See, you want to do something, Juan, about how you've been being on dates so that it turns out the way you would like.
Understandable. Totally understandable.
You see that?
I do. I totally do, yes.
Okay, good. So now, there's a real difference between doing something, as in manipulating yourself to be a certain way or say things a certain way to produce the result called a good impression, and being there with the person you're with and interacting with them in a way that you're appropriate directly. You're not thinking what to say and then saying it. Because you're like an echo machine when you're on a date.
What do you mean by echo machine?
Yeah, I was going to explain it. You have the thought, I should say, I like your hair this way. And then you say, I like your hair this way. What should I say next? So what do you do for work? See, you think out what you think is the right thing to say when you're on a date.
Yes.
Right. And so you're not just there being with that person, seeing who's there, feeling what you feel, expressing yourself. You're looking to do it right. And what's paramount in here is the word doing it right. Because there's this huge difference between doing your life and being in your life. And, you know, the name of this show is Being Here, not Doing Being Here.
Gotcha, yes.
And so it's about you're discovering on how to be you. See, the other thing is somehow, my friend, you feel like you're deficient. You feel like you're deficient. I don't feel like you're deficient. I don't see you deficient. But you think somewhere in there there's something wrong and you're going to somehow fix it.
Okay, yes. Also, I'm afraid that people will find whatever it is wrong.
But that's because you think there's something wrong.
Okay.
So
you wouldn't be worried about somebody finding something wrong with you if you were really clear and well-grounded in the reality that you're fine. Because if you really had the reality that you, Juan, are fine, then if somebody found something wrong with you, it would be a reflection of them, not of you. And then that might not be a person that you'd want to hang out with.
Yeah, and their opinion of you is their opinion, but that's quite irrelevant. If you're okay with yourself, really okay, then you're okay. And I'm not trying to talk you into being okay with yourself. Because if you're not okay with yourself, then that's the way you are in the current moment.
Okay, but I do want to. I feel like I want to. Be okay with myself.
Well, that's a good starting point. But, okay, you ready?
Go ahead.
Be different than you are right now.
I can't.
You can't. So let's look at that. If you can't be different than the way you are right now, in this moment of your life, are you wrong in any way for being the way you are if you can't be different?
No, I'm not.
Only thing is, you've got a mental construct or script or idea that of how you ought to be.
And when you compare how you're being to, or judge yourself, you compare who you are to where you think you should be.
And the person that put that script together, that idea together, that paradigm of how you should be was a child, Juan.
And you didn't even actually put it together. You absorbed whole portions of it, completely unexamined.
So much of our lives have been determined by peer pressure as children.
Wow, yes.
You know, if the other kids laughed at you for something, you think, oh, I can't do that anymore. There's got to be something wrong with me.
Oh, wow, yes, and I can totally see when those things happened,
but
20 so much years ago.
I get a little worried.
A little concerned, because you saw some images come up when I said that.
I did.
But if
right.
you say, I totally see, it's a still a bit of a reflection on your problem-solution framework, because your mind is structured to look for answers, the solutions to your problem. So if you totally see it, then it stops the process isn't quite the word, but it stops the interest in looking
further
because now you've got the solution.
But let's go back to that you have had a program that has predetermined how it is that you interact with your life. And it was put together by you as a child trying to fit into the community or social structures that you were involved with or engaged in, like school, like church, like after-school practice in a team sport or something. Did you get that?
Yes.
Well, look, can you stick with us a few more minutes?
We need to go to a break here.
But here's the thing, Juan. You've always been okay.
So on this break, I'm challenging you not to talk to yourself about yourself, but actually listen to the commercials. Why not?
Okay.
We'll be back shortly. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
The new home for visionary positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's transformationmadeeasy.com, the Excellence Club.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Be extraordinary. Seventh Wave Network.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back. We were talking with Juan when we went to the break. Juan, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
You know, Juan, oftentimes I see your attention, and I find that I don't want to draw attention to it because I'm not quite sure how to interact with it in a way that you won't create more tension for yourself.
But I can give you an idea.
Please go ahead, yes.
You know, Monday night at the end of the evening, you came up to say good night, and I'm not suggesting you shouldn't come up at the end of the evening to say good night, but I was speaking to somebody, and you...
She was upset and crying and new and hadn't been there before, and Shia was interacting with her. She wasn't crying over the evening. She was crying because she had brought a problem with her that she hadn't found a solution for.
And we're not problem solution oriented, so I couldn't eradicate it for her. But the thing was that you came in to say good night rather than being aware of what was happening. And I feel as though you do that, you follow your thoughts rather than look and see what's appropriate.
So you don't actually see what's going on in your environment. You have a script running in your head like a computer program, and you follow the script.
So if you're out on a date, you're trying to follow the script of how you should run your date rather than just be aware of how it's going. Look, the worst thing that's going to happen on a date is it'll be over sometime. And maybe sometimes that's the best thing that can happen for a date. You know what I mean? Don't take it too seriously.
But the main thing is, I would just go about the parts of your day, one that you find more comfortable, and start to see the hidden pressures without judging yourself for what to see, what you see. If in your regular day to day,
moment to moment day, you'll see that you put pressure on yourselves yourself to perform or say it right or do it right all the time.
And if you become aware of it and you don't resist what you see...
And you don't judge it as bad or good...
Dating is going to take care of itself.
Oh, wow.
Yes.
Wow, yes.
It's that simple. It's about bringing awareness to how you're doing your life now, not when you're out on a date. Now, of course, you should have awareness there, too.
I'm sorry?
You should have awareness of how you're being when you're on a date, but it's really about bringing awareness to how you're doing your life in this moment of your life.
And again, take your attention off what you're talking to yourself about and keep reengaging in your environment. It's going to be very restful for you.
Actually, I can feel the difference right now in this phone conversation.
Yeah.
Relax now.
Yes,
very good. And we can hear the difference in your voice, too. It's much less
tight.
Yeah. Tight and pressured.
That's great. You're much more dateable in this moment.
In this moment, you're very much, you've handled your dating problems.
I really listening to commercials could have helped.
Yeah, really.
Hey, thanks for calling in today, Juan. Really lovely speaking with you. And looking forward to seeing you next Monday.
Absolutely, guys. Thank you very much, and have a great week.
You too.
Yeah, you too.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Wow, it's been... I love my life.
Good.
We have another caller on.
I'm really glad you love your life, because since I'm this major part of your life.
Yes.
Yes.
Therese, you there? Hello?
How are you?
We're very good.
Hi.
It's good to be with you today.
Awesome. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Lake Geneva, Wisconsin.
Is it snowy there, too?
Not snowing, but it's been sort of sleety and rainy after we've had.
Okay.
Yeah, early spring weather.
I like it. Whatever way it comes, that's how I like it.
Good. Good for you.
Yeah. So, you guys have a great topic for me today, License to Chill, because I run my own business, as you may remember, and I have a team of 7 people, and I always have a things to do list hanging out there, which I notice I resist. It's all these should have to ought to's, and I just don't get to them. I go in rebellion.
Well, that's not a to-do list. That's a should ought to have to list.
Well, it's like I keep thinking, I keep letting that run my life, and I don't know how to bring myself in the moment enough to give it up at times. And so I'll have sleepless nights and times that I'm just, like, not wanting to do anything because I feel like I'm always moving.
Well, you know, you're right now, you're rushing to say what you have to say as though it's important to get to the end of it.
Yeah, I see that.
Right. And, you know, so the first thing is, I don't know about your to-do list. That you don't like to be told what to do by you. Most people call it procrastination. I don't think it's that complex a thing. It's if you don't like to be told what to do, you don't even let you tell you what to do.
Yeah, well, I have heard you say that before, and I know that's true about me.
So, but you see, the thing is, it's become a belief that it's become a belief that you have about you. Because if you discover it newly, Therese, if you see it and you don't judge it, it's over. But if you already believe that you know that you are a no to your life rather than a yes to what comes up in your life or what you have on your list of things that request your attention, then... You know, you've already determined that you're not going ahead and not going to complete it. You're not going to do the things that are on your list.
The other thing is, if that were the full and complete answer, if you'd actually hit on the full truth, it would have unraveled it already. So,
Say more about that. Can you
say that again?
Yeah, say more about that for me. Can you?
Yeah, I absolutely can say more about that. Because when I talk to you, you remind me of an early version of another really good friend of ours, Caitlin. And Caitlin used to always drive herself forward and also resist things she had to do. And there was a certain tightness about her that reminds me a bit energetically of you, Therese. And one of the things that we hit upon once when we were with her in Costa Rica and we were doing a podcast is that she learned this way of relating to business and being a businesswoman. She modeled herself after somebody. And she started laughing because when she was young, she had come into the office of a woman who was an executive. I think she was the president of something like Revlon or a big company. And the woman was very tight and very
officious
and
very manly in the way she went about her, because her role models for executives at that time were mostly men.
And someone she said, wow, I want to be like that.
Right.
That's what success looks like. Because I often feel like I don't really meet you. I meet your idea of what a successful businesswoman should look and comport herself like. And so there's an overlay over top of Therese, something extra you do along with being you, that is a idea of what a successful entrepreneur, president of her own company should look and behave like.
You know, that rings partly true. I don't, not that I know of, do I have a model like that I look at and say, gosh, I want to be like that. But I feel the truth of what you're saying, that there's some cover that is like managing as compared to being.
Yes, exactly. So you're not aware of a specific decision you made as a child doesn't mean you didn't make specific decisions as a child as to how a successful businesswoman should comport herself in the world.
Right.
So that you don't have the specifics is kind of irrelevant. That you do have or are aware of from time to time an internal managerial system that dictates to you how you should or should not comport yourself, that's another story.
And a lot of us, Therese, learned that worry equals responsible. We saw it, we absorbed it, we saw people around us worry, we held them as responsible. So we've learned that laying in bed at night, being worried about our to-do list is actually responsible.
And it actually accomplishes something.
Right, which
it does accomplish is keeps you up. You don't get a good night's sleep. You don't solve the problems.
Yeah, well, it does something. It keeps me from getting a good night's sleep and being my best.
But what you don't understand is that you have a previous script running, and I don't mean like an actor script, I mean like a computer script running that tells you what responsible is, and responsible equals worrying. We have to take a break now. Can you come back with us after the break?
That one quick.
Sure.
We'll be back shortly. Come on back, and don't miss being here.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com. The Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back, everyone. We are here with Therese. You still there?
I am here.
So, over the break, Therese, we talked a little bit about what to say to you.
All right.
And here's what we came up with. Take a deep breath. It's not bad. Ready?
Let's have it.
Just start bringing your awareness to your internal governor. You know, that part of you that dictates how you should or shouldn't be. And see if you can allow yourself to notice your governor without trying to change it or fix it or get rid of it in any way. Just keep on becoming aware of how it dictates your behavior.
Good, I will do that.
That's all it'll take. If you don't make it wrong, don't make it right, just notice it, it'll start to dissolve itself.
Well, you know, I love that because when we were first talking, there was just a flash of a moment of what it would be like. I mean, I just started to giggle, like life without that manager, sort of like
right. Life
without being told what to do.
Perfect, but now here's the game. Don't try to get rid of the manager.
So it's not about being aware in order to get rid of it.
Exactly.
That's the first principle in disguise. Just keep bringing your awareness to it, and you may have more spontaneous giggles in your future.
Right, we think so.
I'd love that.
Hey, thanks for calling in, Therese.
Guys, bless you.
Bye.
Bye.
We have another caller on, Mark in New Jersey. You there?
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hi. Is this the Mark that we know?
This is the Mark that you know, absolutely.
Hi, Mark.
Monday
How you
night.
Doing?
Good. Been to a few weekends and come on Monday nights, and I love the idea of chill because just that word alone is confusing to me.
What, chill?
Yeah.
As in relax?
Yeah.
It's an odd idea for you?
Very much so. Not that I don't know how to go on vacation, but just to chill in my day-to-day life. You know, I run my own company, And to chill, you know, I'm not allowed to chill because I have too much to do.
See, I don't think you know how to go on vacation. I think you know how to comport yourself from one part of the planet to the other, perhaps. But I think that even when you're on vacation, you have this habit of talking to yourself as though you're doing it wrong somehow.
Mm-hmm. I find it really interesting that, that the three callers that we've had today are basically representative of all of us when we're being tight with ourselves, that when we are driving ourselves to produce and be a better us, as if you don't trust yourself, Mark, to be enough, that you have to do something more.
Different or better.
And be extra and be on all the time.
So you can't, see, here's the thing. I remember once, many, many, many years ago now, we're talking probably 28, 29 years ago, when Ariel and I first got together, we did a workshop together. It was called The Heart Connection. And I was at that time a seminar leader.
We were participants in this course.
We were participants in this course, and I was a seminar leader, and I was so immersed in the technology of the seminars that I was leading, that I always had to make a difference with what I said or drive it.
Forward the action.
right. And so the people that were running the seminar said to me, you know, Shia, you're this incredible man until you open your mouth. Because I was always driving to get, this is pre-transformation, by the way. I was driving to get somewhere all the time. I had all the right canned answers. I couldn't slow myself now down to just be. So when I was just being, I was really cool. But I didn't, that wasn't enough for my mind, you see. I thought I had to do more. And I think, Mark, it applies to you, too.
Yeah, there's no question that I always feel like I need to do more. Whatever I'm doing is not. It's not like somebody's saying I'm bad so much, but that I feel like there's got to be something else that I'm not doing.
Well, here, of course, there's something else you're not doing. Everything that you're not doing, you're not doing. I mean, you know, look, you can only be doing what you're doing in any given moment. So anything else that you're not doing, you can't possibly be doing. So you can relax about that a little bit.
Well, the other thing, too, is you have such a facile mind.
Mind facile.
Quick, intelligent, well-trained.
But also that in an instant, it can create alternate realities, other things that you should be doing, rather than what you're actually doing. And this is what we were chuckling with Christina about today, because she is so productive.
But she's an incredible employee.
But in any given moment, she can come up with multiplicities of other possible things she could be doing. And if she listens to those thoughts,
they take her away from what she is doing.
And also, they are inhibitors between her and being satisfied.
For me, in terms of having so many things in front of me that I want to accomplish and being somewhat ADHD, because that's what everybody calls it, in wanting to accomplish all of those things simultaneously, but like you say, focusing on one thing is what I should be doing, as opposed to doing something and worrying about 15 other things.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not telling you what you should be doing. You're telling you what you should be doing.
Yes, absolutely.
See, and Mark, it's really, really about slowing down a little. And I notice you gave yourself a label, a tag, HDH.
Attention deficit.
ADHD. Oh, everybody, that's what everybody calls it.
Yeah, but I'm not, I don't call it that. I don't know what that is. That's some initials you've laid on, some behavior that you've noticed about yourself that you disagree with.
I don't think the label is doing you any good.
Right. And
yeah, it's not one that I've used often. I would just...
No, you just put it out to all our listeners so they can identify who's the guy with ADHD.
I want to leave you with one last thought, and actually leave it for all of our listeners. I'm absolutely certain that you underestimate who you are. And in the conversation about who you are contains a mass of lies. And one of the lies is that you could be doing your life differently than you are in this moment, and that you need to be doing more.
Because you can't do any more than you're doing right now. It's just an impossibility. So maybe there's the space to allow yourself to be the way you are.
And maybe that to-do list just isn't so darn important.
Really?
You could take a deep breath and allow yourself to be you in this moment and savor that. That's the possibility. And you know what? We're reaching the end of the show. Can you believe it went really fast today?
It did go fast today. Thank you for calling in.
Yeah, and you know what? Share this show with folks.
Yeah.
Allow them all to take a deep breath. If we get immersed in being here as opposed to going there, life is going to be far easier. We'll be back next week.
So come on back, folks.
And don't miss being here.
Hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.